here's a story from The World.
Things are starting to cool off in the Pacific Northwest. The past week has been brutal. Hundreds of heat-related deaths were reported across Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. In British Columbia's biggest city, Vancouver, they saw the mercury top 100. But not everyone there felt the heat the same way. Anas Kanudbi has mapped the hot spots in Vancouver and learned how extreme heat impacts people depending on where they live in the city. Anas teaches at the University of Ottawa and joins us now. So you're no stranger to Vancouver because you've lived there, Anas. Tell us about heat mapping. What makes one part of the city warmer than another?
First of all, if you are close to the ocean, you get the sea breeze. The ocean tends to keep things nice and cool. Secondly, of course, we have the mountains in the north of Vancouver. So if you are at elevation, it obviously is cooler. And thirdly, if you're in an area that has a lot of vegetation, trees catch the sun's rays and essentially reflect some of the heat back up. Yeah, so those three are the main factors that determine how hot any part of the city gets.
And if you map it out?
Yeah, so if you map it out, you can see that there are parts of Vancouver that get really hot. And typically, East Vancouver gets pretty hot. And then as we move further inland, it gets even hotter.
So how big can those temperature differences from one neighborhood be to the next? What have you witnessed?
The temperatures that we mapped, they're the maximum air temperatures that you get on a given day, specifically on a given hot day in the summer. So like the days we've just seen in the past week. We see a difference of about 18 degrees from the hottest to the coolest places.
And that's pretty significant. What makes a difference in who lives in neighborhoods near the water and higher altitudes and who lives in those hotter parts, like in East Vancouver you're talking about?
I mean, it'll probably come as no surprise that the most expensive areas are those that have lovely views and are nice and cool and are close to the mountains and are close to the ocean. You know, everybody wants to live there. So we do see a tendency where the poorest people, they tend to live in the hottest parts of town. It's a correlation that exists. We see this with vegetation cover as well. So we see rich people, they live typically in areas that are nice and green, close to the water, and a little bit at elevation in a city like Vancouver.
So we've seen that heat has contributed, we believe, to the unexpected deaths of 65 people in Vancouver since Friday. What did your research tell you about the likelihood of heat-related deaths in different parts of the city?
Yeah, so one thing we looked at was the influence of different risk factors in translating extreme heat into mortality. And there's a lot of different factors. You know, if you are elderly, if you are poor, poorly educated, if you are socially isolated, if you live on the top floor of an apartment building and you don't have AC, those are all risk factors. So one thing we were interested in was to look at whether living in a hot part of the city was also a risk factor. And if it is, what magnitude it has compared to these other well-known risk factors. And what we found was that it is, in fact, a risk factor. It's a statistically significant risk factor. You are more likely to die during extreme heat if you live in a hot part of town. It is a small risk factor, but it is a non-negligible one.
I mean, what you're doing with heat maps is really interesting. A map tells a story. What is the heat map currently telling you?
You know, I think one thing the heat map is telling us is just how great the difference is between the temperatures that can be reached in one part of the city and in another part of the city. This is the difference between being comfortable and cool and being swelteringly hot. And so I think in the longer term, we can plan for investing most heavily in infrastructure that is designed either to cool down the city or to deal with the heat for those parts of the city that we know get the hottest and tends to have the most vulnerable population.
Anas Kanudbi is an associate professor at the University of Ottawa, speaking with us about why some parts of Vancouver have suffered more than others in this week's record-breaking heat. Thanks very much for being with us, Anas.
You're very welcome.